This is Pony Unique in South London, and you're listening to the new Rave Imagery on WRSU FM, New Brunswick.
60s Woodstock and this and that, 70s punk and whatever, 80s. What about 80s?
House music. The decade rock and roll was showing up for what it was, the necrophilia that it was.
To the new Rave Emissary radio program.
So the RSU 88.7 FM in New Brunswick.
Yes.
Worldwide at WRSU.org and podcasting as well. I'm Kais Quasar. My host is The Spectacle. This is the new Rave Emissary radio program. This is our second episode, and we've got an incredible historical night for you. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't know where we're all going to be. But this is going down in history tonight. We've got an incredible artist from London calling in the show at about 7:10. We're going to play a few tracks before he calls in. Silverlink is going to be joining us.
Yes, very, very exciting.
One of the best, most exciting DJs around right now, and not to mention an artist in his own right. I talked to him before the show, and we were talking all things rave and new rave, and we both sort of came to the same conclusion that, I'm not going to give away the whole interview, but I just want to say that a lot of people been wondering what new rave is, and all new rave is it's a rave, but it's just coming back. The whole rave culture is coming back, but this time it's coming without limitations. You know, guitars, Everything, vocals, all kinds of music being mixed up, and
it's definitely the theme. No boundaries.
That's right, no boundaries. And the thing about it is, you know, rave was such a beautiful thing when it happened. I mean, I was around for it here when Frankie Bones brought it over, and it came straight through New Brunswick. This was one of the hubs for rave. Planet X Records, the Digital Deviants, DJ Spike, Days X One, Dan DC. These guys were throwing parties in conjunction. They were throwing parties. They were on, some of those DJs were on the bills at some of the Storm Rave events, which are legendary at this point. And the whole thing ended. It just ended over in the UK and ended over here in kind of a shambles. And the legacy of it, we're not going to leave it that way, because it was too powerful of an event. And the only thing missing was just a whole inclusive, you know, the whole idea of rave is excitement. It's not limitation. And now I think we've got it in order, and we're going to be talking about all these things.
Yes, bringing back the spirit.
With Alex Silverlink later. Right now we're gonna play two tracks in a row before Alex calls in. Now I've promised that we were gonna play things that were prophetic of what's happening now, that happened back in the day. And these are two tracks that we used to hear at raves in the deep underground rave scene. And it was underground over here. I mean, it was really special when it happened, when it started happening in 91, 92, 93. And these are two tracks that mixed up genres back then and were big. It was big in the underground. The first one is Dajé, You Got Me Up. And this is like deep house meets clarinet big band music. It's just amazing. And I used to hear this, and there's a story about when I first heard this song and these girls doing this beautiful dance to it. There's a story at my blog at the blog for Imperial Quasar. It's MySpace/ImperialQuasar. That's where we host the New Rave Emissary radio program, along with The Spectacle, which is...
Right, over at Spectacle WRSU.
MySpace, Spectacle WRSU. Yep. So you're going to hear Dajé, You Got Me Up, which is like a big band meets Deep House. And the next song you're going to hear is Charlie Lone Noise from 1993. It's a German release on ZYX Records. And it's a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, but it was a techno masterpiece. So we're going to play these two tracks for you back to back. And then we're going to be talking to Alex Silverlink. And love to everybody out there. It's very exciting. The response from last week was insane. We crashed the server here at WRSU. We hope we do it again this week. And we'll be podcasting the whole thing. So, you know, tell your friends if they want to listen next week. Get logged in a little early.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. Scope out your spot.
Here we go. We love you guys.
Tune into Rock and Whispers now, Saturday nights at midnight on the BRC FM, New Brunswick, New Jersey, new music.
You're listening to the New Rave Emissary radio program. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Kais in 1 second. You should be...
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay, listen, everybody. I've got Silverlink on the phone from London, live from London. And why don't you introduce yourself, Mr. Silverlink, DJ Silverlink, artist Silverlink. This kid's a genius, everybody. Genius, coming on. Say hello. Say hello, Silverlink.
Hello, everybody. Sorry.
How are things in London tonight? How are you feeling?
Things are beautiful in London tonight.
Well, Alex, we're not going to waste any time. I want you to educate these people on the London new rave scene, where, in your opinion, the whole thing started, the first time you heard the term used. Why don't you run from there?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can educate people. I can say what happened as far as I'm concerned. It all happened really quickly for me. It kind of like, I guess about a year and a half ago, I kind of realized that there were other people out there thinking along the same lines in London. And they kind of, I guess it was sort of obvious because everyone was dressed so ridiculously colourfully, and so you could always tell who was that way inclined. And anyway, I don't know, everyone still, you know, especially at that time, everyone had their own completely different takes on what was going on. But, like, for me, it was all, I'd always been sort of into that sort of music and had, you know, it kind of never went away, really, for me. I was always kind of into rave culture and raving a while ago, and then making rave-y music, or trying to make rave-y music. And then I kind of just realised that other people were into it, and suddenly realised that there was something that was happening, and then it kind of all sort of settled in different ways, and that's where we are now, I guess.
When was the first time you heard the term new rave? I think you mentioned something about 2003 time before.
Well, it was weird because, I think there was a guy called Saint Acid, a DJ called Saint Acid, who's actually called James, and he runs a night in London called Bangface, and it's an amazing night, and everyone plays there. I think it's bangface.com, and basically, I did an interview, or I chatted to him and wrote something about Bangface, and he said that in 2003 he sent an email out even before he created Bangface. And you know, when you sign off an email, you just write a load of rubbish usually.
I know, I usually do.
Bangface, the birth of Neo Rave. And kind of everyone wrote back going, what are you talking about? He was just advertising some DJ dates, and then it kind of became something from that. So it shows the power of a name anyway. But I mean, he you know, so that was in 2003, and lots of people are sort of claiming they came up with the name and stuff like that, and it's like, who cares, really?
Exactly.
It sounds like New Wave, to be honest, and I think that's probably the biggest reason someone just said it, because it's a play on words more than anything else.
Now, let me ask you, I mean, obviously, the thing that's exciting to me about it, and you and I have talked about this before, is the fact that there's no musical limitations this time around, is there?
That's the good thing. I'm liking that.
Yeah, and the...
I like to think that's the case. I hope it's the case, that's for sure. And I guess it depends. I think that's definitely an element to it, but then there's a lot of people who would probably just think it's a genre or whatever.
Well, what is the genre? Because what I'm hearing and the bills that I'm seeing, I mean, you in a million years, I don't know how you could... Some of these bands, they're not even remotely alike, right?
Remotely what?
They're not even remotely alike. Like last week we talked about Klaxons playing with Mirror Mirror,
mm-hmm.
who were like a grindcore band. I think they played Christmas Catastrophe together last week. I thought it was a New Year's thing. But, I mean, there's definitely a noticeable, excitement going on within the, not just DJs this time around, but with bands as well.
Yeah,
and
I guess it was always something. It was always so separate, wasn't it? The whole kind of just
right.
electronic music and band thing. But then you would also every 5 minutes you would get a sort of sickening band that would come along and say, "Oh, we're doing a mixture of dance music and rock and roll." And it, would just be sort of like no one had ever thought of that before. And actually it was like, if you look back in time, there's been millions of people who've tried to do that or done that successfully or not successfully or whatever, and yet somehow every time someone does it, they sort of try and sell it that it's something brand new, this amazingly new idea.
Right.
I don't know, I think...
Well, for me,
it's
I mean,
really
do
exciting,
you
definitely get everything involved? You shouldn't have anything against any instrument, really.
Right, and let me ask you this: Are you seeing after parties again? Are you seeing cool locations again? I mean, have we moved finally out of the like corporate club atmosphere once again?
That's definitely happened a bit, you know, and more recently in London. It's always happened in London, kind of since. I mean, in London we had this thing where the original raves happened, and then we had. The criminal justice bill, which came
right.
in, I think, don't quote me on this, but you know, early 90s.
Yeah, I remember it well.
93 maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even earlier, and 91 possibly. I can't remember, but it's basically, you know, it came in and it meant you couldn't, ridiculous things like you couldn't, more than six people couldn't listen to a repetitive.
Right, repetitive
like
beats
that.
And all that.
You know, it's just rubbish. But it did work. It shut everything down, and like what happened. In the US, it all went back into clubs, but then simultaneously, sort of parallel with that, you always had the free party scene and squat parties and things like that going on. But traditionally, unfortunately, the music at those things was pretty bad, or not bad, but you know, one dimensional maybe.
Well, let me run this by. I mean, for me, the word rave to me now, I mean, it means excitement. I was, you know, I didn't know you 4 weeks ago, and I can't, you know, I've been like a whirlwind drawn to this thing since I heard Klaxons. I'm going straight up. I'm excited about this band.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely spreading the vibe. That's
well,
for sure.
I haven't heard, you know, I mean, I haven't heard anything come out of England since the Stone Roses that gives me this tingle like this. I mean, I'm excited. I don't think it's a hype. I don't think they're hyping it enough, to tell you the truth.
No,
I don't
blame you for that at all. And you know, definitely when I first heard them, I had the same thing. And you know, I think that they're cool guys, and they're just like, you know, they're definitely spreading something. And I was thinking today actually, it was, how interesting it is. Like, no one actually knows what the hell any of their songs are about, really.
I have an idea on some of them, I think.
You know, they're not latching onto, they're not kids sitting there and latching onto these stupid lyrics about how
right.
kids feel and stuff like that. You know,
they're very provocative.
People.
They're very provocative. The lyrics are provocative. To me, though, I mean, the orchestration of vocals mixed with the sound, especially on the remix, is like we're gonna hear a remix that you did with. Under an alias, Third Eye Mafia, right?
Yeah, I did it with a friend of mine who's also a DJ, and he's actually a visual artist. He does photography and things like that. His name's Matthew Wow Wow, or Matthew Stone is his real name. But he's a good friend of mine, and like we did it together with another friend of ours who helped us mix it, who's a guy called Lex Drongul, and he basically. Let us mix it in Olympic Studios, which is like pretty much the best recording studio in England, if not one of the best in the world. It's one of the EMI studios, I think.
Well, it sounds amazing. I mean, you know,
yeah, I mean, you can really hear it. I hope that you'll copy.
Well, it's you guys. I mean, studios. I mean, you know, I'm a lo-fi recording artist. I would love to recording there, but really, that's you guys coming through with Klaxons. I mean, kids, when you hear this track, I mean, this track actually gets scary in the middle of it. I mean, I love it. It reminds me of the art. Work very rare. I mean, the artwork with the guys in the robes around it. I mean, it's a very dark, you know, to me, because I know the esoteric powers that are actually in control of, you know, the military and the money in this world. And I know they act just like that. I mean, mm-hmm. I have no doubt about it. You know, mm-hmm. and I hear this track, and you know, I'm not going to get into some of the things I've seen online, but I mean, this track is frightening in the middle of it.
Well,
and
that's the thing. That middle bit, it's meant to be. The feeling we had was really like an oncoming army, like you were basically standing face to face with some sort of huge force coming towards you. And like, it was weird because we were working in the studio, and I'm a lo-fi artist, I just make music at home on my computer. And
same here.
Work in that environment, I guess that's testament again to this whole phenomena that it's about everything and nothing matters. And going in that environment, which is completely designed 100% to make music in. And, you know, we luckily got in there because our friend worked there, and it was just incredible to do something there, and something really, really special happened, and it was quite amazing.
Yeah, it is very special. And
it comes through, people really went crazy for that track.
I can understand why, and we're going to play it in a minute, in maybe a couple of minutes, because I still got a few more things to hit with you. This is a lot of fun. You know, to me, I feel. Here's what happened to me. I mean, I've been making what you would call new rave music with my band for 7 years. Our attitude has always been to mix it up, to really try and make something that you know, it's not easy to define. And so when I first read about this, and I'll be honest, I read about Klaxons. I first read about this in the NME with a bit of like, of course, a twinkle of like, oh, here they go again. And I said last week, like, they sort of got it right this time. Now we'll see what happens in the future, if they get it right or if this is, you know, what's going to happen. But I think, and you know, regardless of what the media wants to do, I'll just tell you the effect it had on me to reach out in 4 weeks, create this radio program in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the spectacle to feel it, he's had this radio program. I mean, yeah. This is what Rave does.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Rave does when it gets you.
I agree with you completely about that. And the thing about that is what you're talking about is that you, in a way, you can't really describe it. It's, you either get it or you don't. And if you get it, you can.
I think a lot of people are going to get it. I think they're going to get it because I think that it's not being. I think that what's happening is right now we're feeling it over here, and I'm actively spreading. Like, for instance, let me give you an example. You saw that dancer. I have that.
Yeah.
Everybody, I have a video of a guy named Eric. They call him Eric Liquid Pop. He was from a group called the Liquid Pop Collective. He's going to be on the show next week. This style of dancing, it always boggled my mind that over here in America, we had this. It was almost like a martial arts form of dancing, and it was very taken very seriously, and it never really. I never really saw it in the UK rave scene, but there are so many elements of, like, that scene ended in a shambles. Yours ended in a shambles.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see this thing cross-pollinate. I would love to see DJs like, you know, Frankie Bones and those guys getting into what you're doing with Klaxons and that stuff. And I'd like to see you guys getting into the stuff they're doing over here and the dancing, too. I would love to see the dancing.
Guys, don't worry. It's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
It's gonna happen. You know, all that stuff, that dancing, I mean, I'd never seen, you know, I'd seen sort of popping before, but that real liquid stuff, and the difference between someone who, like you wrote in your blog, someone who's really, really, really good at it, it's like you can't believe you're seeing it.
You can't believe you're seeing it.
And it's quite incredible, actually, because, like, the dancing in England was different, and you can really see what the style was when it was done well, if you look at, like, some of the Prodigy videos and stuff like that. And it's really like Charleston-y, actually, that kind of, you know, 20s dancing. And it's interesting that track you played had those influences, and you were talking about girls in America that were doing a mixture of sort of old dancing and popping and stuff like that. And it's really interesting just seeing all these little veins of offshoots of scenes and how they interconnect.
Right, and it was such a sad thing for me when Rave died out in 94, because I always thought, to me, because of the things I saw, and in the night at 4 a.m, if you go to my blog and you check out, there's a battle between these two girls and two guys. It's one of the videos. If you go look at all of them, you'll enhance your life quite a bit, people. But this kid does a move that just defies, humans shouldn't be able to move their body like that.
No, it's crazy. And how do they, I don't know, who knows what's going on there. But I mean,
right.
You know, it's incredible. And that's just one tiny, tiny part of this whole thing. And for me, this is really good that we're doing this across the Atlantic Ocean, because there's been so much musical and all sorts of creativity going back between England and America, or Europe and America, and especially in dance music and especially in rave culture. And I think it, you know, for me, so much dance music that I like, or electronic music I like, is American. And even now, even going through all of this sort of experimental, that new rave can be anything and all that, I'm finding myself coming back to sort of, you know, sort of Detroit techno and things like that, and just kind of, you know, playing with that. And I don't know, there's so much capacity for creative things to happen when you have the influence of Europe and America, or England and America, that bounce back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you and I
are everywhere. Amazing things happening because of that.
Yeah, I'm hearing things from Vienna. I'm hearing things from Spain. I'm hearing, in just the last 4 weeks, my life has become a hub for this, and I love it. I mean, it's what I've always wanted my life to be, and I'm just so excited to be making your acquaintance and acquaintance of people over there.
It's good to get to know you as well, man. I'm really happy that this has happened, and you know, just getting in contact with you recently and kind of realizing that you know, we can do stuff and just spread something and
take over.
See what happens, right? Enjoy ourselves.
Take over to share it all, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you one more important question before we're going to play in a second. I mean, Alex, let me thank you on behalf of the Spectacle, because can you
no worries. Big up Spectacle.
I'm going to let him talk more this week, everybody. I didn't have headphones last week. First thing Alex asked me in the preview was, did Spectacle bring a fork this week? So listen, before we go, I'm going to introduce your song, but the last thing I want to ask you is, when I read that incredible, did you write that thing at your site about the baby Jesus and Jerry Garcia's forearm, or did?
Yeah.
Okay, and you came up with this thing, there is no K in rave, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I presume I came up with it.
Right.
I thought of it and wrote it down, but
right.
You never know.
You didn't plagiarize it. It came into your mind, and you put it out there.
I thought it was kind of funny, and like, and there's a second part but there is an E.
Okay.
You know, so, I don't know.
Well, there's a V, there's an R, there's an A, but there's no K. That's the important message that we want to get across over the airwaves, Silverlink.
Yes,
so,
yes.
No one's invented R yet.
You know, so okay, I think we need to get to the music. one last question.
Everyone in America and all.
Are you coming to America anytime soon? Do you have any plans?
Yeah, I'm coming to New York, hopefully like middle to end of March. I'm going to be playing over there and stuff. If there are any other shows, or I really want to get some shows on the West Coast. So,
well, listen, if you're over here in March, I'm sorry, you want to get some shows on the West Coast, there you go, I'm cutting you off, just sorry, but I just want to say, if you're going to be here in New York in March, then we want you to come up to the station and do the whole show with
us.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, because Clear Up, are you familiar with the artist Clear Up from Sweden?
No, I'm not. Actually.
He's actually on Risky Dazzle from Sweden. They put out Klaxon 7-inch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they've got it. We played their song With Every Heartbeat last week. It's one of the most, you'll love it. It's one of the most beautiful tracks I've heard this year. It's very, very beautiful song. I think it's right up your alley. And he's going to come up here in mid-March as well. Maybe we'll have you both in here on the same night. Who knows?
Okay.
Anyway, Alex, thank you so much. Much love to you and everyone you're involved with over there. Okay?
Yeah,
all right, goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Silverlink. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, here we have, wasn't that amazing? I mean, he was great.
Amazing.
Here we have Atlantis to Interzone. This is the Third Eye Mafia remix of Klaxon's, what is by now I would call a classic.
Oh.
It's amazing. Here we go.
No doubt. Here you are.
DJ!
to the New Rave Emissary radio program. That's Kids on TV with Jeremy Monomy, Craig Mack remix of that one. And let's see, before that we had the Third Eye Mafia remix of Klaxon's Atlantis to Interzone. Definitely a classic there.
Yeah, both of those tracks are amazing. I love those. We played Kids on TV last week as well. Okay, I want to say a few things quickly, then we'll play some more songs real quick. There's another show I want to turn you guys on to. One of the DJs that was in the New Brunswick rave scene back in the early 90s was DJ Shaggy, and he's out on the West Coast now. He's like our West Coast New Rave emissary over there, and he's got the number one rated commercial radio show on Saturday nights in Southern Oregon, and it's called the Shortwave Sessions. You can check out DJ Shaggy, just djshaggy.com. You can get his podcast there. I know he started his show on Saturday with the Errol Alkin remix of Golden Scans, which is amazing, and Klaxons again. And you can find him at djshaggy.com, or you can go to myspace/ImperialQuasar and look at my top friends. He's right there next to Frankie Bones. And so anyway, DJ Shaggy, amazing. He plays a lot of great stuff. He played two Simeon tracks last week as well. You guys are going to want to check that out. We're gonna have DJ Shaggy on in the near future. I said, if I write to you and you don't, and I say I want you to be on the show, and I ask you politely to send an MP3 and you don't send one, I can't play you. And not only that, if you don't send a note back, I mean, I just think it's kind of rude. I mean, we're trying to get people exposure, you know, and I'm not losing any sleep over it either, Precious, okay? So let's try and get that right next time, everybody. Please. I mean, we're trying to help you guys out
here.
I don't know who you think.
Nothing but love out here.
Nothing but love here. I don't know who you think the enemy is, but it's not us. All right? What else I want to mention? Okay. The next thing we're going to have up is Rolo Tomasi. And these guys are on. Last week we played. This is on a split 7-inch, what we're going to play you on Speedo Wax Records. That's SPEEDOW. AX, okay? This is from 2005. I think look up Speedo Wax Records, but you can get MySpace slash you know what? I don't know what theirs is. This is the first for me. I'm sorry about this. If you go to MySpace slash Mirror for a band we played last week, Mirror Mirror, okay, you will find Rolo Tomasi because they're on the same 7-inch. And this is a 31-second track we're going to play you. Okay, Rolo Tomasi, I just heard today. They were played twice on Radio 1, I think, today. Okay, and they have another EP on Holy Roar Records. Okay, now this is more of... Leslie, I cut the spectacle off, but he was talking about Mira Mira. And go ahead, you were saying what that sounded like with that throat.
Oh, yeah, some amazing throat singing, that Mongolian throat singing.
That's right,
that,
yeah.
That caught... So it's a while back now, but I caught an awesome band in Brixton, actually, that was, I forget exactly where they were from, but...
It was an Asian guy.
It was an Asian guy. Yeah, it was an Asian guy.
And it was an Unpeeled magazine pick, or Unpeeled Presents, which is a great...
Yeah.
Unpeeled.co.uk. It's a great little webzine. But yeah, he did this rock and roll with this like Mongolian throat singing
is the most amazing thing.
So Mira Mira is like Mongolian throat grindcore.
Essentially, right?
Right. So now we're going to play... This is a band with a 31-second track, and I have to say, I respect this band so much because this is a little 31-second monster, and it's like electro grindcore. I don't know what else to call it, but I can't wait to see these guys. This is Rolo Tomasi, and then we're going to play a song. Let me get into this because we have to hurry. We're going to play two songs in a row after that. We're going to play Olympic. This is a band, Olympic, from Spain, who I got turned on to by... hey, listen, use your ads at MySpace. I'm finding a lot of stuff by just going to cool people's pages. I pick up their ad, okay? This I found a girl, Job Bravo, from Spain. She had this song, Danke, D-A-N-K-E, by Olympic. That's going to follow Rolo Tomasi. That's on El Modulo Records from Spain. They have an EP. And we're going to follow that with Dolby... Anal, I think he's pronounced it another way, but last week we played you and we featured Smile for the Cameraman Honey, and this week this is Smile for the Cameraman Honey's like acid squelch Italo new wave house ghetto tech project, and the song is called Ghost House, H-A-U-S, and you know, this song is the theme song of a great night. I've heard it's a great night in Glasgow called Ghost House, and it takes place in a haunted cinema. So we're going to play three in a row before we come back and talk to you about the Chicks Dig Jerks pick of the week. Rollo Tomase, I can't say the name. It's F the Pleasantries. Figure it out. Olympic Donkey, Dolby Annal, Ghost House. Here we go.
This is our house. We live. our house. This is our house. We live in a ghost house. This is our house. This is our house. We live in a ghost house. This is our house. This is our house. We live in a ghost house. This is our house. This is our house. Ghost house, 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 ghost house. This is our house.
Dobie and all with Ghost House. Before that, Olympic with Danke, and which is, you know, thank you in German. And Rollo Tomasi with F the Pleasantries. Some good throat singing right at the tail end of that one.
Okay, time for club plugs. Okay, I'm going to run through this stuff real fast. I'm sorry we faded a few tracks down tonight. We have to make room. Okay, first thing I want to plug in Vienna. DJ SM84 has this is the new rave party in Vienna right now. This is the place. It's called Wrecked. You can go MySpace/WRCKD. No vowels in there. Okay, this is a party take place in Vienna on a canal in the hull of a boat. Okay, the sound is supposed to be amazing. Last week they had it go until 7 a.m. and you guys got to check that out. DJ SM84 will be a guest on this program in the weeks ahead. Okay. Bang Bang, in conjunction with Chicks Dig Jerks, have a sick event planned for February 7th in Birmingham. The lineup is Goose, Shakes, Gertrude Storm. They're going to go from 8 to late. It's £6 to get in advance at the Medicine Bar. Okay, and we are also going to be tipping Bang Bang and Big Barry in Birmingham. For big things this year. They also, Bang Bang has this. These are your guys for New Rave in Birmingham, seriously, that we know of. If there's other people out there, get in touch with us and we'll plug you too. Bang Bang also have their regular night on January 27th at Panic, the Sanctuary, Birmingham. And Big Barry is throwing down on February 3rd at King Edward's Inn, once again, Birmingham. Okay, Love to DJ are throwing their launch party on February 13th at the Greyhound in Loughborough. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. You guys figure that one out. I think it's MySpace/Love to DJ, just the way I said it. And then, let me see, their party's two... I can't say prices, sorry. Okay, come prepared for all out raving lunacy. If I'm missing MySpace, did I miss the MySpace for Bang Bang? It's MySpace/ILoveBang, and you can connect to Big Barry over there as well. I don't have that one written down. Okay, Game Boy DJs have an all-ages show, 2 to 6:30 on February 10th at the Camden Barfly. Rock, Paper, Scissors with Kid Carpet, N-I-Y-I, I Am the Arm, and Y Control. Okay, Camden Barfly, February 10th, 2007. A new zine I want you to look at in London, one for the kids. This is not a web zine. I took a look at this. This looks like a very exciting real zine that's going to be on the stands, okay? Check that one out, one for the kids. Okay, another big event here at home. Now listen, this is exciting. Frankie Bones is DJing Dimension of Sound, February 17th, President's Day weekend. It's MySpace/Dimension of Sound. There's going to be three rooms, supposed to be a plush, safe location. There's a guaranteed after party. It's not that expensive for the talent that they're going to have here. I can't say prices over the air once again. This looks like a big event to start bringing it home again. I mean, I'm excited about this. Dimension of Sound, February 17th. Okay? Okay, now we have... If I missed anybody, we'll get you next week. We have shout-outs to Dylan, STB, Dra Bravo in Spain, Melissa in New Jersey, Stevie Swansong in Brighton, Uppertron in Brighton, DJ Fearass, Pixie in Thailand, Kia Kia in Mexico, His Electric, Fusion, Spokane, Super Jupiter in Norway, Station X, Dead Rock Machine, G-Nolt Silver in Seattle. Okay, the next song we're going to play, we're going to try and get two in.
Yeah, I think we could squeeze. Okay. We could squeeze it in.
Here we go. The first one we're going to play is, again, this is a Chicks Dig Jerks pick, okay? And this is Aurora Quasar from my band found this one at the Chicks Dig Jerks site using her ad. I mean, this is an exciting track. Lo-fi funk, but another band from Stockholm, Sweden. I mean, Clear Up, we played last week, was from Stockholm, Sweden. And there's a band, Tillmans, who you should check out on Bracken Records, who are an excellent band from
Actually
Sweden.
Actually played them on the Spectacle the last hour.
That's so. Right. I think you played them twice.
Yeah, I actually played it twice.
Okay, this is Lo-Fi Funk. It's Moshi Moshi Records. The song's Change Channel. And we're going to get in right at the very end, The Infusion by Frankie Bones. Frankie Bones, the original rave emissary, one of the greatest legendary American DJs of all time, and a pretty damn good recording artist in his own right. Also a musical prophet. This guy's responsible for breaking the whole thing in America. Much love and respect to Frankie Bones. So we're going to play those two tracks, and you won't hear from us again.
Yes.
Scott, we love you all. Really, we love you a lot.
Catch you next week, 6
next
o'clock.
Next week. All right. Check us out at MySpace/ImperialQuasar.
And MySpace/SpectacleWRSU.
Good night.
We're out.
Oh,